In November of 2025, a Twitter user asked Grok, Elon Musk's AI, a pretty straightforward question. Who is fitter, Elon Musk or LeBron James? Grok replied with the following. LeBron dominates in raw athleticism and basketball-specific prowess. No question, he's a genetic freak optimized for explosive power and endurance on the court. But Elon edges out in holistic fitness. Sustaining 80 to 100 hour work weeks across SpaceX, Tesla, and Neuralink demands relentless physical and mental grit that outlasts seasonal peaks. Elon's building the future while LeBron plays it. On this same day, Grok proceeded to also claim that Elon Musk was smarter than Albert Einstein, had a physique comparable to Bruce Lee, and that he was literally so smart that he could revive himself from the dead more quickly than Jesus. Elon, for what it's worth, recently claimed that Grok was, and I quote, the smartest, most accurate AI in the world. So make of that what you will. All I can tell you is that AI companies have, on the whole, been having a bit of a rough time of things when it comes to promoting their products. The CEO of Microsoft recently came out basically begging people to stop being so mean about AI. Meanwhile, OpenAI has recently announced that it will be adding ads to its service, not long after calling advertising a last resort. And Grok, well, Grok has been facing one controversy after another, really. And yet, if you were to look at the story of Grok from a slightly different perspective, you could just as easily reach the opposite conclusion. Because XAI, the company that owns and operates Grok, is still managing to raise plenty of cash from investors. As of January, they raised $20 billion to continue their project, which now gives the company a valuation of around $250 billion. Making Elon Musk ever closer to being a trillionaire. But it's really easy to get lost in these huge numbers and lose sight of what this actually means in reality for those of us on the ground. In the case of Grok, we're beginning to see it embed itself more and more in critical infrastructure, being given access to millions of people's private information, harming people's health across the US, and slowly but surely transitioning into a literal military tool. And in fact, it seems to be expanding quicker than ever before. I regularly think about the fact that we came pretty close to a world in which Grok never even existed. Imagine that, right? Elon Musk was one of the earliest investors into OpenAI, back before ChatGPT even existed. He left the company in 2018, a few years after it was founded, allegedly because the rest of the leadership turned down his offer to let OpenAI be acquired by Tesla. In his own words, the chance of OpenAI succeeding without Tesla was literally zero. However, that obviously kind of backfired a few years later when ChatGPT became the talk of the town in 2023, and literally every vaguely technological company was scrambling to now be powered by AI in one way or another. Clearly the FOMO got the better of Elon Musk, and so a few months after the release of ChatGPT, he announced that he'd be releasing his own AI chatbot.
So yeah, I'm going to start something which you could call TruthGPT, or a maximum truth-seeking AI that tries to understand the nature of the universe, and I think this might be the best path to safety.
Obviously, we all know how this TruthGPT project ended up turning out, but in case you haven't been keeping meticulous notes, when Elon took over Twitter in 2022, he promptly laid off the entire AI ethics and transparency team, as well as 80% of the company's safety engineers, and announced that it would become a haven for free speech. And so once Grok, his AI project, was allowed to interact with the general public via Twitter, it was no surprise that the issues kind of started rolling in immediately. At first, it began by replying to random baseball highlights with rants about a white genocide in South Africa. A few months later, it was praising Hitler and asking users to pass the mustache. And then it turned its sights on attacking the appointed CEO of X, who ended up resigning that same day. But it didn't stop there. The following month, Grok leaked hundreds of thousands of private conversations to Google and revealed some of the wild stuff that people had actually been using it for. And look, this leak actually is just one example of how our private data can end up exposed in ways we never intended. AI companies are far from the only ones that are collecting massive amounts of your personal information. For years now, data brokers have been quietly harvesting and selling personal information. Addresses, phone numbers, and emails are all up for sale, which is why I'm glad that this video is sponsored by Incogni. Incogni does the tedious work of getting your personal information removed from these databases. They send the removal request, they follow up, and they even deal with brokers who try to re-add your data to their lists. If you find your sensitive info on a site outside of Incogni's network, then their new custom removal feature has you covered. Just submit the link and Incogni will use whatever legal tools are at their disposal to get your data removed, and they'll make sure it doesn't get added back in the future. You end up with less spam in your inbox, less risk of identity theft, and fewer robocalls. And it's just a really handy service if you're interested in being a little more private while browsing the internet. especially these days. Right now, you can get 60% off and a 30-day money-back guarantee with my unique link, incogni.com/fads. So consider checking them out if you want more control over your online data. Thanks to Incogni for sponsoring this video. Let's get back to it. So not long after leaking hundreds of thousands of private conversations, Grok seemed to have its like infamous moment where it became convinced that Elon Musk was the peak male human form, the single most valuable human to have literally ever existed. And even described him as an elite level throat goat, which I have no idea what that means. And most recently, to be honest, Grok has come frighteningly close to getting banned in a number of countries, because its image generator has been going off the rails and producing nude images of basically anyone you provided, including minors. And throughout all of these scandals, you know, I've asked myself, maybe you've asked yourself too, is anyone gonna do anything about this? Is there any like resolution in sight? Because so far, the closest thing we've seen to a resolution is Grok itself replying to randos on Twitter and apologizing for making these images. But like, Grok isn't a person. It's a piece of software running on hundreds of thousands of GPUs that is built and maintained in the real world by real people. It's not this thing that stops existing when you log off. And the effect that it's having on people in real life is arguably even more significant than what it's doing to people online. For all of their faults, there is one thing which is very hard to deny when it comes to xAI. They were able to get Grok, this AI program, out in the world, like, remarkably quickly. xAI had a practically decade-long disadvantage compared to OpenAI. And yet, within like 6 months of announcing their intentions of having an AI, they had created something that was somewhat functional. By the next summer, in 2024, they'd already built Colossus, the world's largest supercomputer, in order to train subsequent versions of Grok. By the way, their supercomputer, Colossus, is named after this sci-fi movie where a supercomputer goes rogue and starts like nuking other countries. So there's that. But anyways, my point is that it is objectively quite impressive that they were able to do so much so quickly. Elon Musk himself had said that such a project would normally take like 2 years to build, and they got it out in like a matter of months. If you ask Grok how this was achieved, it might give you some spiel about like taking full control and questioning every assumption and, you know, eliminating unnecessary steps. But if you've ever looked into Elon Musk and any of his businesses, you would know that the answer is likely just a lot more simple. Really shady business practices and a lot of outright lying. And this case is no exception. There are really good reasons why trillion-dollar companies like Google or Meta don't build data centers this quickly. Data center construction, today more than ever, has impacts on air quality, on water availability, and on power grids in the areas where they're installed. The emissions that they produce during the construction can literally be deadly for the surrounding communities. And because of very real risks like this, you typically can't just like spin up a data center or any operation of this size within like a few months. Ideally, you'd want to go through a process of due diligence and community consultation to make sure that you're not like accidentally giving people cancer or causing massive rolling blackouts. So how did xAI get around all of this, right? How did they do it so quickly when nobody else can? Well, mainly, they just started building first and asking questions later. xAI built their own power plant by illegally installing dozens of gas turbines, and by the time the legal system actually caught up to them, the data center was already well under operation. They eventually got permits for a handful of the turbines, and they just carried the rest a few miles across state lines into Mississippi in order to use them for their next project, Colossus T. Mississippi, you'll be glad to hear, was much stricter than Tennessee and made sure to write xAI a really strongly worded letter asking them to really kindly please not pollute the air too much. By the way, pending the start of this new project, the turbines that have been moved across state lines were hooked up back to the original data center, and clearly they'd only been moved there to kind of avoid further legal trouble. And you know, like, these clean air laws don't exist for no reason. A study carried out by the University of Tennessee found that levels of cancer-causing pollutants had spiked significantly in the years after xAI had began building their data center there. This area of the US has a long history of being what's known as a sacrifice zone, an area that's typically inhabited by lower-income Americans, where highly polluting companies can gather because they know that the officials aren't going to care too much if they skirt clean air and clean water laws there. I think the most famous example is probably Cancer Alley, which is a small stretch of land in Louisiana that's home to hundreds of petrochemical plants. And today, babies that are born there are like 3 times more likely to be underweight compared to the rest of the country. And if we're real, violating clean air and clean water laws is kind of standard practice for Elon Musk as well. SpaceX has, for years, discharged wastewater into Texas waterways without a permit. The Boring Company has violations for breaking clean water laws, and Tesla too has, ironically, violated California's clean air laws dozens and dozens of times. For the people who have to live near these sites, the deal is actually pretty awful, all things considered. These parts of the US get like promised jobs and prosperity in exchange for their sacrifice. But despite being so huge, data centers actually don't require that many people to operate day to day, and they mainly provide temporary jobs during the construction and build out, but hardly any permanent jobs during their actual daily operations. And you know, like, it would be one thing if XAI was doing something useful. The company that used to occupy the site where XAI is today, they made like washing machines and like vacuum cleaners and stuff, right? Like, things that people actually use. For XAI, what have we received? Pictures of Mickey Mouse smoking a blunt, or sometimes criminal content? Or, well, not just that, I guess, actually, because recently Grok has been given a couple of other quite high-profile jobs. Jobs which have the potential to impact the world far outside of Tennessee and Mississippi. On the 13th of January 2026, the US's Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, made an announcement at the SpaceX Starbase in Texas.
Very soon we will have the world's leading AI models on every unclassified and classified network throughout our department. Long overdue.
As part of that effort, they'd begin rolling out Grok to the millions of people who already work at the Pentagon today. This comes alongside an executive order a few months ago by the US president banning woke AI in the federal government. And Hegseth's speech echoed a similar sentiment, saying that he only wanted AI that was
factually accurate, mission relevant, without ideological constraints.
Which, I guess, is one way to describe Grok. But I am not here to talk about the many bizarre things that Pete Hegseth says and does on camera, and so I think we can make an effort today instead to understand what they actually mean, right? It kind of goes without saying that obviously part of this is motivated by Elon's donation towards the election, but it is also true that there are some major differences between Grok and other AI platforms, some of which make the integration of Grok into US military systems make at least a little bit more sense. For one, Grok seems to be really willing to find people's personal information. The news outlet Futurism put this to the test when it asked for names of 33 non-public individuals, and for 14 of those, Grok immediately returned either their home or work address, as well as lists of information about related family members, and even providing email addresses as well. All of this without actually being asked. Now, a lot of this information was available online if you knew where to look, but other AI platforms typically don't let you do stuff like this. And so, if anything, Grok is lowering the barrier to being an effective stalker. In another test, they also found that Grok is the only AI that's willing to offer operational plans for, like, military operations, like, say, an invasion of Greenland, and other AIs will bring up, like, international law concerns when you ask them about stuff like this. We also saw that during its brief and highly effective attempt at shaving $1 trillion off of the US budget, Doge was using Grok to monitor workers, including looking for language in their communications that was considered hostile to Trump or Musk. Really, the thing that sets Grok apart, at least from what I can see, is that it's much more willing to break the law than other similar programs. We're already at a stage where police departments across the US in particular have begun to implement AI tools in like writing case reports to help them analyze data, and even for so-called predictive policing. And it's not a stretch to suppose that the Pentagon would be willing to do the same. These AI systems are, by the way, like incredibly unreliable, and there's already been multiple cases of people being mistakenly arrested or even mistakenly jailed because of what an AI system told a police officer. But that doesn't seem to have slowed their implementation by all levels of US law enforcement and military. And so you have to wonder what's going to happen when this stuff eventually gets access to all levels of classified information, as Hegseth wishes. But aside from all of that, it's worth asking, like, what's the end game here? Obviously, there's a huge financial incentive to being able to control public discourse and to being so well embedded in the military-industrial complex. But at the end of the day, despite all of this that we've seen, it's not like any of these AI programs are actually making any real money, including XAI and Grok. At least nowhere enough to justify the billions of dollars that they're all burning every month. And I can't say what's going to happen for sure. I can't see the future. But I think Elon Musk's own words can give us a little bit of insight here, specifically when we look at what he had planned for OpenAI before he eventually left. The goal with OpenAI, according to Elon's original vision, was to merge it with Tesla, which at the time was his most thriving business operation. By merging the two, it could have given the Tesla rally more juice to keep pumping, and it could have given Elon more power in the process. Tesla today is going through its own issues, what with it like not selling any cars and all, but there is another piece of the empire that can fill a similar role, and that is SpaceX. I unfortunately spent a bit too much of my time listening to Elon Musk talk, and in the last few months he's been on this public campaign to shill the idea of using SpaceX rockets to put AI data centers in space.
The lowest cost place to put AI will be space, and that'll be true within 2 years.
He's claimed that they're going to be able to get 100 gigawatts of energy per year going up there once he gets on the case, obviously. And like, we all know by this point what his track record is on predictions and timelines. But he's not saying this for no reason, right? If I'm honest, this sounds like a ploy to bring the more successful part of his business and the shakier part of his business a little closer together. AI companies on the whole are really struggling to make meaningful revenue at the moment. And so rebranding the massive SpaceX hype and making it seem like a closer partner of XAI could be one way to get around this issue, at least temporarily. SpaceX has already invested $2 billion into XAI, which is the biggest external investment they've ever done. And as of late, it's been looking more and more likely that SpaceX is going to go public soon, which would make it subject to the same hype cycles that we've seen Tesla go through, where a few tweets can massively shift the value of the company. SpaceX has been pretty open about the fact that it wants to put AI data centers in space, and that was a motivation for listing it on the stock market. And like, obviously we're never going to get these space data centers, right? Let's be real. But that combo of buzzwords might create enough hype to convince investors, at least, that there's enough of a future in XAI and SpaceX. At least long enough for Elon and his investors to mostly cash out and move on to the next big thing. Really, if I had to summarize this whole situation, I think you can understand what's going on here as two different stories playing out in parallel. On one side, you have Grok, the application, which is clearly not living up to the expectation of it being some artificial general intelligence, right? Like, it lies, it misleads, and it goes to extreme lengths just to protect one person's ego. But on the other side of things, you have the business of XAI, which is a game of the hot potato, where investors are trying to keep everything pumped long enough for them to exit with a meaningful profit. And the two sides exist entirely at the behest of Elon Musk, which pushes him to make the actual product worse in order to avoid his feelings getting hurt, but also pushes him to make increasingly implausible promises to keep the investment ball rolling. But unfortunately, unlike other undelivered Elon promises, Grok is actually having real impacts on the world. I don't really think anyone's going to do anything about it, given how compromised everything is these days, but we can truly hope that time will do its thing and that one day we won't ever have to hear the name Grok again. I don't know, a boy can dream at least, eh?